HBO Entertainment. Still shots of New York City intermixed with video film footage. Starring Brian Greenberg, Victor Rasuk, Lake Bell, Eddie K. Thomas, Shannon Sozomen, Scott Kidd Mascoody, and Louis Guzman in How to Make It in America. Executive producer Mark Wahlberg. Produced by Margot Myers. Created by and story by Ian Edelman. Written by Rob Weiss. Directed by Julian Farina. Audio described by Penelope Parisi. Ben sits propped up on his bed, scribbling away on a pad. His eye is drawn across the dark room towards a digital clock. It reads Wednesday, October the 3rd, p.m. It then changes to October 4th, a.m. In the morning, Ben sits smoking in a park, watching Gingy exercising with a group of Chinese people. He gives her the thumbs up. She frowns at him and shakes her head. With her hands placed in a prayer position, Gingy bows, then claps as the session comes to an end.
You're a loser. You gave up after 5 minutes.
I think I sprained something.
Oh, right. Are you going to call and wish her a happy birthday?
No, I'm not.
Ben.
What?
Be nice.
I am being nice. We're moving on. People will call their exes when they're moving on. That's counterproductive. What's she doing for it anyway?
Oh, just it's, you know what? I think it's a small, intimate dinner, super low-key. No biggie.
Nice. Her new boyfriend treating everyone?
Darren's not her boyfriend, and for your information, he's not going to be there.
Huh?
So you're going to be okay tonight? Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I'm a rock.
Rachel lies asleep in bed. Wearing boxer shorts, Darren enters the room carrying two glasses and a bottle of champagne. He turns on the stereo.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry, Rachel, I didn't mean to wake you up. Happy birthday, by the way.
Of course you didn't.
Is it too early to set this birthday off?
Oh, cheers.
Aw. Thank you. Here we go.
Daddy-o. Hi, Dad. Oh, thank you. I got the card. It was so cute with the singing and the... Okay, well, you know what? It's probably better if I call you at the office when I get there, okay? I love you, too. All right. Mwah, mwah. Ta-da.
Bye, Dad.
You're a freak.
Oh, you're gonna get freaky on your birthday.
Really?
I'm totally bummed I'm missing your dinner tonight. It sucks.
Oh, my God. Please don't, because birthdays aren't even important to me. They're not. I'm serious. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because they're important to me.
My man.
Well, look who's calling me bright and early in the morning, my ex-friend Ben Epstein.
I didn't know you creative types got up before lunch.
Only when I'm trying to make a buck.
Yeah, God bless America, baby.
All right, so tonight is the night, Capo. We're gonna roll to Avenue, get ready to go big.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I am not fucking with you.
No, you wanna roll tonight, for reals.
I do.
Aw, shit.
So I take it you're available?
I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm able. What time do you want to hook up? You want to grab a steak first? Yo, what are you going to wear?
I'll call you later. We'll figure it out, okay?
Hey, yo, Ben, don't flake on me.
Never.
There she is, the special birthday girl.
80, don't start.
Where are we going tonight?
Okay, nowhere. I'm skipping my birthday this year. No getting older. Much better that way.
Too late. I already made 3 different reservations and invited all your friends. All you have to do is pick a place and show up. It's my treat.
I don't
one.
Pick it.
Okay. If I had to make a choice, I would say Mexican.
Oh, delay. I can't wait to meet Darren.
Unfortunately for you, he is on a plane to London.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's fine.
Uh-oh. Is there trouble in Hotelier land?
No, it's just, you know, it's a weird birthday for me. Last three birthdays I've had with Ben, and then walking from Darren's apartment this morning, it kind of hit me.
Birthdays are always tricky, honey. Reflecting back on where you were a year ago, looking ahead to the year to come, you're getting closer to the age you'll be when you die.
Jesus, Edie.
And you've tended bar before, right?
Of course, Andre.
So you know how to make all the drinks.
No doubt, especially the new ones, like the Thug Passion.
Thug Passion, huh?
Yeah, but you're not going to be pouring a lot of those at the Find a Cure benefit tonight. You know how to make a Manhattan?
Yeah.
How?
Is he seriously grilling me right now?
No, he's just doing his background check. But look, trust me, this kid is legit with a capital T.
Well, look, this company is awesome. They do all the big events. They do the Met Ball. They do a ton of Fashion Week parties. With the shift pay plus tips, it's a nice chunk of change. So you can't fuck this up for me.
Never, bro, never.
All right, you need to shave. And you need a black tie. Right.
Black tie? Not a problem.
I wanted to work this one myself, but we booked a gig in Philly, so.
Oh, man, I love Philly, man. Cool city.
I'm from Philly. It's miserable. Anyway, and this is very important. You have to sign in under my name, Andre Vipolis.
Vipolis.
Vipolis. Yes. It's 500 cash at the end of the night. So you got to make sure you bring me my $50 right here tomorrow.
Done deal, my dude. Bourbon, sweet vermouth, and bitters.
That's a Manhattan.
So what we can do is we can put up these sliding room dividers that they keep in the light. They're adjustable by hand.
Well, I just want to give them a sense of privacy. Right. Anything to separate them. They're at that age where they need it.
Right.
Does your big brother keep you up at night talking to all his girlfriends?
Are you kidding? This kid masturbates like a maniac. Our mom had to cancel our interview.
Damn, that is inappropriate. Boys, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Boys,
come here. Oh,
my God. I'm just going to take it.
Stop that. Watch it.
Hello?
Hey.
How are you? Oh.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Am I violating some sort of moving on code?
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah.
Good birthday so far?
Yeah. Nothing too crazy, you know, just... What about you? Are you at work, or...?
Yeah. Calling you from my corner office.
Great. God, I can't believe it's my birthday again.
Just like that, another year down, huh?
I know, another year. So, Ben, what do you... Do you have plans tonight?
Sort of.
Oh, okay, because I was just going to say I'm having a little dinner party thing if you want to stop by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's no pressure, obviously. It's just, it would be nice to see you on my birthday.
You know what? That would be nice. I'll definitely stop by.
Ben, can you hold on just a minute?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Hi.
Hey.
Are you supposed to be halfway across the Atlantic right now?
My flight has been delayed. They're saying 5 hours at least.
Oh. Okay. That sucks.
I think I might be better off just hopping the first flight out tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Which means I can make dinner tonight after all.
Great. Darren, I'm at work right now. Let me call you back in a second, okay?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay. Ben.
Hey.
So, sorry, what were you saying?
Nothing. I was just saying I'll try to stop by.
Right.
Where's it at?
It's at 10 at La Esquina. And just so you know, Darren's going to be there.
So if that's going to be too weird.
What? No, that's...
Rachel, that's totally cool.
Cool. Great.
I will see you later.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye.
Fuck. I'm so fucked. I just went from having no guys at my birthday to having two.
How?
Darren's flight got delayed 30 seconds after I invited Ben.
Fun!
Nightmare. Having to deal with this is exactly what I did not want for my birthday.
Honey, it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna get you so high before dinner, you're not gonna be able to tell them apart.
Ben's at work in Barney's clothes store.
Excuse me, young man. Can you tell me if you carry Crisp NYC, the hottest denim brand on the planet?
Really? Both of you now?
I came solo. I found Domingo in the woman's undergarments.
Not surprising.
Your boy is lying. He actually needs a black tie. He's got a formal engagement tonight, so.
Tonight? You didn't get my text? We're taking Cap on the Ave tonight.
I can't. I just booked the next level bartending gig. $500 cash off the books plus tips.
Come on. $500.
And trust me when I tell you I need it right now.
Well, what about you, Doe? Can you roll?
No go. I got dinner uptown with my auntie. Her turkey meatloaf is the bee's knees.
Turkey meatloaf. I get it, man.
You okay?
Yeah, good. Hey, listen, I gotta refold that.
Sorry, I'm a bad friend. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just thought it'd be fun us rolling out tonight, that's all.
Wow. Is Ben suggesting we actually go out?
Whatever, man. I'll just call Cap, I'll reschedule. It's no big deal.
So, can you hook it up with a black tie or what? I'll bring it back tomorrow with the tag still on.
Call me.
My man, coming through in the clutch.
Hey, yo, what's your discount like on the tuxedo? I got this whole, like, black bond thing I'm working on.
Ben steps out of the store to make a call.
Hey there, Benny Netanyahu. What is going on, dude? We on for dinner, Priyav?
Yeah, listen, I was thinking about tonight.
I've been thinking about tonight all day, bro. You're not flaking on me, are you?
Hell no.
Good. Where you want to meet up?
Yeah, Armino. Let's keep it easy. We'll just say in front of Avenue at 11, all right?
What can be better than this right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, cafe con leche in hand, money in my pocket. Life is good, my friend.
No doubt, man. Once I start getting busy, working crazy mogul hours, I'm gonna miss these times with you, man.
Well, you've had a good run there, boss.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yo.
Oh, I just met with the most incredible performance artist. I think I want to produce her next show. Okay, so she works with rotting food. Leftover rotting food.
Your latte is probably cold.
Whatever. Did you do some shopping, Cam?
Bought myself a free tie. Check it out.
Did you see Ben up there?
Ben hooked it up.
How did he seem?
Like Ben, half stressed, half homie. Why?
I think he's having a hard time with Rachel's birthday today.
Today's Rachel's birthday?
Yeah, she's having this small dinner tonight, and he seemed kind of funky about it this morning.
Her birthday dinner's tonight.
Oh, shit.
You know how to make a screwdriver?
Hell yeah, it's vodka and orange juice.
And you know how to make a Manhattan, right?
Yes, how you call it?
Just ask the guy next to you.
Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, and make sure when you get there, you sign in as Andre Vipolis.
V-I-P-O-L-I-S.
And it's $500, so it's $400 for you and $100 for me. Cool?
Cool.
Oh, and another $25 for the black tie rental.
Word up.
And the bag.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Done. For sure, man.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yo, Ben, it's me. Yo, call me when you get this, man. The job fell through, so I'm good to go for the night. Let's go to Avenue, baby. All right?
Peace.
Peace.
A montage of shots. Darren is in a store getting a present gift-wrapped for Rachel. Edie rolls a cigarette in her office. Cam's friend stands before a mirror in a white shirt, then places the black tie around his neck. David sits in his office, excitedly texting Ben. Ben stands on a pavement in a busy street, lighting a cigarette. Rachel, wearing only her underwear, selects an outfit from her closet. Nighttime. Rachel and Darren are driven to the restaurant.
So, are you excited to meet my girls?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I think so. You got any tips for me?
Edie is her own brand of crazy, but she's an amazing woman, truly. And she's so excited to meet you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Who else is gonna be there?
Actually, I wanted to let you know that Ben wanted to stop by.
Oh, okay. Is he actually gonna come inside the restaurant, or is he just gonna scream from another window?
Stop.
I'm sorry.
That's
no,
bad.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, it's fine with me. Of course, it's cool.
Darren. You are, it's like nothing fazes you.
Snakes. Yes, man, we already here. All right, hurry up then.
Peace.
Doe's on his way.
Good. Definitely ready for a drink, or 12.
What's up with you?
Nothing. Tell you it's Rachel's birthday today?
Nah. Damn, she's aging fast.
No. She invited me to her dinner tonight.
Really? And you didn't want to go? Well,
I would have, but her new dude's gonna be there, and I'm not about to look desperate in front of the entire party, you know?
So you turned her down. Look at you.
Well, no, not exactly, because then I would look premeditated and insecure, so my only option is just to flake completely and then make up a story tomorrow.
Like what?
Stomach flu.
That's going around.
Yeah.
Yo, is that Capo right there?
Yeah.
Yo. There they are. What's up, my boys? How am I looking?
Oh, you are looking.
Yeah. It's good, yo.
I'm looking all right? Yeah, man. You're very nylon guys.
For real?
Yeah.
It's good, right?
It's great. Come on.
Ladies,
let's do it.
Excuse me. Can I get in here, Dez? What's good?
What's up, man? Ain't see a ball this
morning. Been busy, man.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? Hold on. Wait a minute. Dude, with you?
Yeah, he's good. He's Ben's homie. So
yeah, he's with us.
Dude, you know I always got you guys, but it's not gonna happen for your man tonight. Whoa. He's a no-go.
What? Wait. Yo, Dez.
Really, Dez? Come on.
What?
It's not gonna happen for him.
He's a cool dude once you get to know him. Look at that face, man.
Come on, man. It's not gonna happen tonight. Too many dudes.
Yo.
Really? Wow. Ben.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You promised me that this was not gonna happen. I keep even gonna fucking do this to me, man. Wow. You're fucking with me? That's really, really hilarious. You're both assholes. Come on, let me in.
You look like you're about to cry.
I wasn't gonna cry, but I'll go with it!
This is it? Sucks.
Still early, David. Relax.
I like that. Man, watch this. Hi. I'm sorry, excuse me. I was just wondering, what's your favorite charity?
Charity?
Yeah, I know you models like all that charity stuff, and I just thought maybe you could recommend one I could give some money to. It's just, I got too much for one guy.
My favorite charity is Losers from Wall Street, who think that anyone still cares about their money.
Oh, now was that nice? Excuse me, is that nice?
He reminds me of that guy Jake from 16 Candles.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. You don't think so? They're like twins. You know the one I'm talking about. Jockey, but sweet.
Yeah? Yes, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, to Capo.
Uh-oh.
What, in many nights?
For real.
Many nights.
There you go. Boys, many nights.
All night. Back to back.
I'm laughing, you ladies. Step your game up.
Yo, pace yourself, Capo.
Yo, this is me taking it slow.
Capo,
we'll do it.
Boom!
I love it.
Yo, what are you guys doing?
We're doing?
Sharing a drink called loneliness. Right, Ben?
I'm here for you, Dave.
That's stupid. I'm already tipsy. You tipsy?
Oh, right there. That's the
fake Gwyneth Paltrow, but I like it.
I'm gonna slip her a roofie.
Yo, are you fucking serious?
No!
Are you like,
I am not. I'm not serious.
Damn, guys, what you think of me? It's breath mints. Relax, take a breath.
Let me get one.
Yeah, you need
take
one.
Take a breath. Don't take advantage of me now, okay?
Hey, man, it's hard.
I know you are. Hard. I know you are. Yo, innkeeper. Got a round of drinks with my boys right here.
No, oh my God.
Does everybody have wine left?
I have beer.
Because I just want to say a few words about the birthday girl. When Rachel walked into my office 3 years ago looking for a job, I remember thinking, who is this gorgeous hippie not wearing a bra to an interview? Don't worry, they look very nice.
Oh, thank you. Great.
But seriously, honestly, in the 3 years since then, we've grown very close. Now I like to tease her that I am the president of the Rachel Chapman fan club.
I love you, Edie.
So I thought, as president, it might be nice to hear from a newer member of the club. Darren? Take it away. Darren, you
don't
have to.
No.
You're putting me on the spot.
Let's see what you got, Darren.
Okay. All right, well, I guess there's one thing I could share. You know, it's more of a confession, actually. See, I'm not here tonight because my flight was delayed. I'm here tonight because I switched it in order to be here with you on your birthday. Even though I know you hate birthdays and it's not a big deal to you, but I just thought it would be nice if we could be together on it.
Oh my God. Put a ring on it.
That's where he is.
Paul. Okay, I'm fucking with you. Actually, my flight was delayed. And...
Come on.
Well, I'm sorry. Man. You guys. Wait. Things happen for a reason, and I'm glad that they do. So, here's to things happening for a reason.
Niggas is all the same. Brooklyn niggas get crazy. That's because when the beat niggas get shoot, all the niggas know how.
I gotta say, Kaplan kind of rules.
Your man is hilarious. Capo! If it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby. We get down, baby. Before the crowd, baby.
Hey. Look, if you ask nicely, I might forgive you for that little comment earlier.
There's nothing nice about me.
Look, come on, don't hate me because I'm rich. I won't hate you because you're beautiful. We could roll together. Mm-hmm. We could be the most hated couple up in here.
You're funny.
Oh, see that? See, you're warming up to me a little bit, right? Which I abide by, open high, got my mind's eye. Point sharper than an arrow, getting high. Keep your eye on the sparrow. Riches like the pharaoh.
Darren!
Sorry, too late. Do you snooze, you lose.
No, I'm supposed to be the sugar mama tonight.
Yeah, well, it looks like I might be making a run at that Rachel fan club presidency, so.
Ooh, look at the hotelier going for it.
I'm trying, Edie, I'm trying. Thanks.
Darren. Thank you so much. That was that was really, really sweet of you to do. I'm happy we're here.
Me too.
At the nightclub, Ben leaves David dancing with the girl. He heads out onto the street, then enters a late-night store.
Coffee here. Pack of Wrigley's. You know what, let me get this bag of cheese doodles. So nice to meet you.
Happy birthday, baby.
I love you. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye, Edie.
Bye.
She's great.
I know.
Yeah.
She's totally great.
Hey, so sorry I'm late. Darren.
Hey, Ben.
Good to see you again.
Well, I guess I'll just give you 2 a minute.
Okay. Thanks. Didn't want to show up empty-handed.
That is amazing.
So how was dinner?
You know, lots of garlic.
Garlic?
Wouldn't bring a date there.
Right. I'll try to remember that. I don't know, Rachel. I just wanted to come and say happy birthday in person. So.
I'm glad that you did.
Yeah?
Yes.
Cool. I should probably let you go.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Good night, Ben.
Rachel gets into the back of a black chauffeur-driven car. As the vehicle heads off down the street, Ben is left looking solemn. Slowly, he ambles along the street, when a white car pulls up alongside him.
You better not have chased that car. I didn't want to run after you. How'd you know?
Because I could tell when you left, man.
I didn't even know where I was going when I left.
Man, I know you better than you know you.
Yeah, maybe you do.
No!
Who wants to go to Visalka? Let's get these blueberry blintzes.
No. Fuck the blintzes. Let's go back to Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Yeah.
All right. Back it up. Let's do it, kid.
Can we not be three dudes listening to Teddy Pendergrass in a white Bentley, please?
The end.
Love took control of me.
change of mind. Taking the ball.